Okay, hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad, full stock special. I'm here with Owen and Steph, and we're going to do it naked today. We're all naked right now.
What?
Owen, what did you have for breakfast?
You normally do the bit about we're breakfast bad, why are we breakfast bad?
Oh shit, why are we breakfast bad?
Oh, can we swear on this one?
You've heard G, did. Right?
Yeah, that's true, done.
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Sort of.
A bit.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had a bacon sandwich and a giant chocolate cookie and a cup of tea.
Owen, what did you have for breakfast?
I had a bacon sandwich and a sausage sandwich and a cheese and bacon turnover and a donut.
Okay.
What did you have, Kevin?
A bacon sandwich, a sausage sandwich, a cheese and bacon turnover and a carrot cake, but I didn't like the carrot cake.
Why did you get a carrot cake?
Yeah. I like carrot cake normally, but that one was a bit grim.
I just like cake. And how does that exist? Carrot cake.
I think, like...
Who did that?
Because, like, Lucy also makes these banana cakes sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's a sweet thing. It's not a fucking vegetable.
Carrots are sweet, though, when it comes
it's
to...
It's a vegetable, though.
Yeah, but... No, banana.
You wouldn't have,
fruit.
Like, a pea cake, would you?
No.
No, but, like...
Cabbage pie.
People make stuff with, like, beetroot and avocado
people
and things.
People are idiots.
What sort of things do they make with beetroot and
like,
avocado?
Like, it's the healthy thing. So, like, you can make... Or, like, sweet potato brownies. Have you ever had those? They're really nice.
No.
Yeah.
I think... If it's got a sweet potato in it, it's not a brownie.
No, it is.
Conclusive proof there from Steph.
Science of Steph.
Okay, cool. So,
wicked.
Are we going to talk about what we've been up to? Or?
Yeah, okay.
What have you been up to?
I went on a bus the other day and something terrible happened.
Okay, you've been itching to get this one out, haven't you?
I got on a bus, right, to go into town. And like you know, in Hitchin, there's a lot of roadworks at the moment. So I got on the bus and I paid my money, my £2, and it's £1.17, and he gave me 20p change. I was like, mate, it's 10p short. And he was like, oh, he said, I haven't got it. He said, you have to... I was like, well, what if I just gave you a pound? You it doesn't work like that, mate. I was like, okay. So I just went and sat down, like 10p down on the bill. Anyway, the bus took 20 minutes to get from my house to near town, and I was late for work. So it was stuck in a traffic jam, so I went over to the guy, went in front of the bus. I said, can you just open the doors just so I can jump out? I said, I'm going to be late for work. He went, nah, mate. I was like, mate, I said, I'm not being funny. I said, but I've been on this bus for 20 minutes. I said, you haven't even like, paid me my full money back. I said, like, I need to get off the bus to go to work. He's like, sorry, mate, can't do it. So I stood there with my finger on the bell, just going, let me off the bus, ding, let me off the bus, ding, ding, let me off the bus, ding, ding, let me off the bus, let me off, ding, 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 for about 2 minutes.
Was it even
else on? Yeah, loads of people, they were laughing. I was like, ding, let me off the bus, mate, ding, ding, ding. And it just went on and on and on. And he went, oh, for fuck's sake, just eventually opened the doors. I was like, cheers, mate.
Then the traffic cleared and he drove past me.
We have done all the swears, so I hope that's... I didn't even swear. This is good. I'm probably going to drop the C-bomb again or something. Right?
The only bus story that I've got is one of these things.
Unless you really need a bus story. It's just, what have you been up to?
I want to hear the bus story.
The only bus story I've got is...
When I was in Austria, I went skiing. I was playing at a ski resort, and one day like I took myself off skiing. And I had skis... And like,
that.
You need them. So they have these bus that takes you up and down the mountain and stuff. And like, I was not paying attention, and I was like, fucking that. I was really tired. I'm not very good at skiing, so I was just like really like ready for bed. I like got to the like where I was supposed to get off, and only realised that it was my stop like at the last minute. So I kind of turned around and I did that thing that happens in cartoons where like the skis were too long and I couldn't get through the door, and everyone was looking at me. And there was people behind me, so I couldn't turn. And then the driver couldn't see, so we just shut the doors and we went back into the van. So I had to sit. And then, yeah, that was the last bus of the day, so I had to walk up with my skis.
My God. Steph, what's your bus story?
I think I've only ever been on, like, 4 buses in my life.
I go on them all the time.
I'm scared of buses. That's... Like, I don't know. There's a certain type of person that... you know me, I'm always that person that attracts the weirdos. Like, so if I sit on a bus, they're going to come and sit next to me and talk to me, and it makes me uncomfortable. Mm. So
I still do that thing even now. Like, I'll get on a bus, and even if there's no one else on it, even if it's full, if the back seat is there, I just go there, just out of instinct. Like when you
so even if it's full, you just hang around the back seat?
Well, no, like, even if the bus is empty, like, when I get on a bus, I make a beeline for that back seat, just like I'm at school.
Thug life.
Yeah. What? Thug life.
Thug life.
That's what we're talking
about. Oh my God, have you not seen Thug life videos? Okay, we'll educate you on that later.
Okay.
I think I might have seen something. Shout at me.
Okay. Is this ball stock?
Yeah, we're going to talk about ball stock in a minute, but...
Right now we're just talking about buses.
All the bees today.
But I'm sure, like, loads of other stuff has happened.
Oh, you're wearing those shorts again with the hole in.
Yeah, I've got pants on underneath.
Okay, that's all right then. Mm. I've got my shiny trousers on today.
I don't know why you look like you're going clubbing.
Are they quite Olivia Newton-John, is that?
Well, Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, this is the first time I've worn them.
You're literally bad Sandy.
Oh my God, the first time I wore them was when the first time I ever played my version of the Grease song that I play.
Oh, yeah, we had a big Did you buy them specifically for it? Or was that a massive coincidence?
No, it was a massive coincidence. And then we had a conversation about this at Money Malone's, probably maybe 3 weeks before that photo. We were just talking about where I look like Slender Man.
Yeah, you are like Slender Man.
So, yeah, that's an exciting fact for people that can't see what we're wearing.
You've shattered the illusion of us doing it naked, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Pause this, take our clothes off.
Yeah. Also, what would be even more exciting is in 2 weeks I'm going to be blonde again, so I really can be bad.
See, like, it's going to be weird because I'm getting my hair cut maybe today, and I was thinking about bleaching it because we're doing this is going to lead into the ball stop because we're doing that sniper reunion thing. I always used to have bleach blonde hair, so I was thinking about.
Oh. I remember when we used to have a no phone for all on this show. Remember those days?
Thought we were too important.
Yeah. So are we both going to have bleach blonde hair.
No, I'm not going to be bleach blonde. I'm like dirty blonde. I didn't like bleach blonde. But yeah.
I'm going to wear a hat. Don't look at me.
Come on, Owen. Like, we always said we would bleach our hair together.
You've seen how much I've got left, right?
It'll be the end of it, wouldn't it?
Oh, wow.
I think that's the reason for my predicament in the first place.
Yeah, bleaching your hair is really bad for it.
You say that. I bleached mine all my life. And look how thick it is. Look at that big, thick head of hair.
I'm going to do something that's going to, like, get you at, like, a soul level.
What's that even mean?
Guys, we can't fall out before we do the ball stock thing.
Oh, I've had enough of talking about what we've been up to.
Okay. Right, okay, ball stop. Ooh, we're all excited. Shit, sorry.
It's happening.
All right, okay.
I really just want to take that as some kind of like clip and then put it like a voice clip and then put it with some really dubious videos. It's happening.
Yeah, we're all playing ball stop. Should we talk about us first?
Probably not.
Well, let's get the main ones out of the way.
We made Steph do that laugh as she does.
No. I did my obnoxious laugh. Really. Like I don't
weird,
think that's come out.
Like
on the
a
podcast,
weird crow.
Right?
Okay, like Billy Skins fifth.
That's not us.
No, I said we weren't going to talk about us. Oh, all right, okay. Let's talk about us. Sniper.
No, let's talk about Billy Skins fifth.
Okay, Billy Skins fifth. Well, I mentioned G first. Like, G's the
Why
main
are
man.
I'm
just excited.
So high energy.
I think all the sugar from our breakfast is just it.
We should do... This isn't facts. This is just laughing.
Oh, okay, I'm good.
We should have given like an overview of what the whole ballstock was.
Okay, do that stuff.
I can't. Okay. So ballstock is in its 10th year. This isn't going to work.
A decade of decadence, right?
Started with like maybe 8 acts in the Patank like shed thing in the engine.
Ooh.
What?
Oh. Right, what we should do is like you should look back because it's 10 years old. You should look back, we should look online and find out what things weren't invented when the first ball stock happened. Things like the internet.
I think the internet is a bit older than that.
Is it?
The internet is newer than you think though.
Yeah. It's probably like Xbox
1992. One. Did anyone see that article that went on Facebook yesterday?
I didn't see that, but I remember I was amazed that the man that invented it, like, he was at the Olympics, wasn't he, when we had it? Because he was an English guy.
Yeah.
And he was at the Olympics opening ceremony. And I thought, I just couldn't believe that he wasn't, like, I don't know, a fossil.
Yeah, there was, like, an article in the paper, like, not even, like, a full page. It was, like, the bottom of, like, one of the pages, which it says, like, man creates World Wide Web in, like air quotes, what are they called?
Speech marks.
Air quotes. Joey marks.
Yeah. And then it says, like, yeah, right, in brackets. And it's like, a man says...
What does it say? Yeah, right.
No, it actually does. I'll find it for you. And then it says, like, whatever his name is, like, Mark something, has created a sharing platform where users can look at any kind of documentation that isn't theirs all around the world. He calls it the World Wide Web. Like,
and what a dick.
Yeah, it's completely, like... Completely tears them down. But yeah, I don't know what's been invented in the last 10 years that really we haven't missed that much. 3D printing? That's about it, right?
There's probably some pretty good stuff. Like, we're on Xbox One now, aren't we?
10 years ago.
Whereas before it would have been the Xbox One.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I was 15.
I reckon the 360 might have been out then.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, in fact, it definitely would have been because it was when I was living with G. And I had an Xbox 360 at that stage.
Really? See, I got my Xbox, my first Xbox, for my wedding, which was only 13 years ago. So it can't have come out within 3 years?
Yeah, it would have done.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Is this ball stock?
I think we should probably go back to talking about ball stock.
Fuck.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, about 8 acts in the Patank shed in the engine, and now it's town-wide, biggest
music. Is it like 250-something
Yeah,
bands
like
now?
Upwards. And now there's like maybe, I think, 13 venues, including like the High Street stage and a brand new stage this year, which is like a smaller outdoor stage.
Is that what you're going to on Friday?
Outside, yeah. outside like Delizia Cafe and stuff. So loads going on. Very exciting.
Is it better than Rhythms of the World?
It's different. It's, I'll tell you what it reminds me of, to get you out of this hole. Tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of when Rhythms was in the town. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So when Rhythms was good.
How long has Rhythms been running for?
It's about 20 years.
Because I was having this conversation with Louise. She was saying, like, what's kind of the... She thinks... And I think Rhythms is, at the moment, a lot bigger, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think 10 years into Rhythms of the World, was it as big as Ballstock? I think not. So it makes me think, maybe in 10 years' time, will Ballstock be bigger than Rhythms of the World?
Maybe, but... Where would they put it?
There's loads of fields around Bulldog, isn't there? Yeah. I don't know if we need to decide.
No, 1 year we were talking about putting it on the, you know, like the arena, the football ground just outside. Because they had a little mini, like, under-18s festival there a little while ago where everyone could camp. You two, why don't we know about this?
Little glance at each other.
Jesus Christ. but, yeah. So there is potential to... Spread it.
So that's Bulldog. Started by G. LaRoche, not the town.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought you just said, that's Bulldog. Bye. You're just going to end the thing.
Wow. Talk a bit about G.
Yeah.
We've spoken about him before on here.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah. He's larger than life. He's got like that hair and the songs.
Yeah.
All those songs.
He did some radio yesterday, didn't he? I didn't hear it, but you were saying.
It was really good. Yeah, really good. It was natural.
I think he wants to do that as like a regular thing, so good luck to him with that.
Yeah.
Why is it whenever I say things, it sounds really insincere?
Good luck to him.
But earlier when I said, like, oh, I did not regret the choice of this cooking, you're like, that sounds really, really bad.
But you can catch him rocking out with, like, Billy Skins and
Mostly.
And he does that teaching thing, the Roots Academy thing.
Yeah.
Some of the students are rocking out, right? I always like it when students rock out. It's nice to see the start of the process and that.
I think he's playing on his own as well, maybe on the Sunday, is it? I think, because he always loses his voice.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he asked me to be somewhere nearby in case that exact thing happens. So who do you want to talk about next? Who's your favourite?
Well, a band I've heard a lot about, but I've never actually seen, are Kindred Shins. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Kindred Shins.
They're a band, I don't know how local they are, but there's quite a few of my mates go up to London and stuff to see them. I think they're on the verge of something quite big. And I checked out one of their videos the other day, and they're sort of like, it's all filmed in like America and stuff. So
they're really?
Yeah. So I think they've been doing like some pretty decent tours and stuff.
Oh, well, they didn't even have a blurb. Look
Blimey.
At that.
Yeah, they're kind
maybe
of
it's a bit like The Matrix.
They're a bit like, from what I've seen, they're quite sort of bluesy, kind of Red Hot Chili Pepper-ish, maybe, but a bit heavy. I don't know, like really like
Red Hot Chili Peppers and heavy. So for anyone that's a fan of any kind of music.
But yeah, they seem really good. Check them out.
Okay.
Are we just going to, like, dive in now?
Yeah, let's dive in.
I want to mention Sinclair. Can I do that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, really awesome originals band, which both Owen and I have dabbled with as well, which is cool, but neither can make for Ballstock because we've got so much going on, which is sad, so I want to make sure people go down and watch them.
Whereabouts are they playing?
They're playing at the Hen and Chickens on the Saturday, I do believe. That's a thing. We should probably have written all this down, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think they're
around just before about 3:45-ish at the Hen and Chickens. Kind of folky, like acoustic pop.
It's Americana.
Yeah. Just really, really good. You can't help but sing along with them. So definitely go down and watch them.
Yeah, he's good as well. Max, isn't he? Gets everyone involved. Doesn't he? He's great.
Yeah. I'm gonna use this opportunity to talk about Wrong Jovi.
Yes.
I think there's, like, not enough Bon Jovi tribute bands in this world. I wish I could see one any given weekend. So it's really nice to have one coming. It's a feature in Reese Kirkman.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
Special science go-to man.
Yeah. What day is it today? Oh, he'll be teaching me. I was wondering if there was a conundrum we could call him about.
We could probably still call him.
What was invented 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can phone him in a bit.
Didn't you say that, like, he's been working preparing himself in case we call him up with
information. Yeah, he's been doing like loads of studying stuff because like we caught him off guard last time and he said he doesn't want to let us down.
So what, he's been studying about like every single topic that
everything,
there is?
Everything that we like talk about that we mess up. Like, did I tell you about the text he sent me the other day?
No.
Like when he texted me and said, just for the record, they're never going to invent teleportation. Oh. I was like, mate, what are you talking about? Like, and I phoned him up. I was like, why are you saying this? And I said, sort of, they've got the teams of boffins on it. He said, nobody is researching teleportation. It's never going to happen. I was like, oh. And he said, it's impossible to transfer an atom.
At the moment.
Yeah. That's what I said. And then he was like, no. Like, he wouldn't have it.
Okay, he's going to look so stupid when we all get teleported.
Yeah, when we just appear next to him.
Yeah. Maybe we should, like, stage that. Maybe, like, let's bide our time. Let's bide our time. And, like, what we should do over the next 10 years is get really, really good at camouflage. And then, like, wait until he's somewhere. And then you should ring him and be like, oh, we're in Africa. And then, like, we'll all appear out of the background. And it'll be amazing. And it'll be so cool.
Whereabouts is Africa, Steph?
Not here.
South, right?
I don't even know. No. Then you've got South and North Africa, so some of it could be above us, some of it could be... Right? No? I feel like if you look on the globe... you'd just be around from us. But I'm guessing
it's not called South and North Africa because it's south and north of us.
No, no, I know, but I just mean like... I mean, like, it's bigger than us, right? So, by virtue of that, some of it should probably be above and some of it should probably be below. I just thought it would be, like, in line with us. I'm guessing from that reaction, it's not. Can we please buy me a globe for Christmas? Okay, over the next 10 years, you guys get good at camouflage and I'll get good at geography.
It's going to take you longer than 10 years. Teleportation will be invented before you're good at geography. Oh, yeah. So, Ron Jovi, where are they playing? They're all not the same stage as us, I think.
No, Rose and Crown.
Oh, right, cool.
And they're headlining the Rose and Crown on the Saturday night, which is good.
That'll be good.
Well, the bands are playing there. Indie Rivers are playing there. I'm quite excited to see them.
I don't know who Indie Rivers is.
I know that they're a girl-fronted pop band, but I know the drummer is a guy called Dave Radford, who he used to drum with G a lot.
Oh, right. I know him.
Yeah, looks like a terrifying man, but he's very lovely.
We should have done like the day-by-day thing, shouldn't we?
Really? Well, this is kind of Saturday bands.
It's all going to be in the programme.
Sunday bands.
What about the Friday
bands? It's
all going to
be in the programme. You've heard enough from us.
Goodbye. So should we talk? We've done a headliner. Let's do another headliner. That's your favourite headliner, probably, right?
Who's that? Mark Sullivan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another breakfast buddy, Mark Sullivan. Go and see Mark Sullivan. He's amazing. I don't know if he's playing on his own or with Clint, but either way.
Who's Clint?
Eastwood.
He's a cajon player that he has
sometimes.
Oh,
okay.
Clint Henderson. He's headlining the White Hart on the Saturday.
I'm repping the Broken Drum stage on the Saturday.
Mr. Rob Eaton.
And Rob Eaton is tall Rob Eaton is headlining.
How tall is Rob Eaton?
He's not as tall as me.
Are you sure?
Can we measure you guys on Saturday?
I think I've got to say, we were at the GOAT like for that open mic like maybe a month or a couple of months back, and I think I remember thinking, fuck, he's taller than me. Not by much, mind.
Yeah.
And it's just because he's got tall hair.
The poets are on your stage as well, aren't they?
They are. Paul the Poet, Mike the Storyteller, and Carl the Keyboardist.
Yeah, I mean, they're like...
You're repping that. Does that mean you're going to have to back Michael's stories?
I...
You could probably do a bit of guitar over it.
Do you reckon so? Yeah, but I can't play the picky guitar that he likes.
Oh, he doesn't care.
He does care.
He does care.
But you'll be fine.
Yeah? Okay.
That's like an actual experience, isn't it?
You should go and watch the Poets. Are they the first act on?
Give a bit of background to them, Kevin.
Okay, so they turned up at my open mic night about three years ago, probably, and they've come ever since. And like basically, like it's a guy on a keyboard with a keyboard kipper tie, playing like what sounds like the theme tune from Outrun, this computer game, or maybe a Mario Party, and then they've got a guy doing poetry over the top.
Slam poetry, high energy.
Yeah.
Very emotive.
And then Michael does the most amazing stories I've ever heard. Like, they're just like tales from his life. Like my favourite one is like Wreck-It Ralph, probably.
Yeah,
really good.
That's really sad. Really, yeah, but in like a.
But there's a really good one as well where I think
if I was a woman.
Yeah, if I was a woman, have you heard that one?
I don't think so.
He does this thing, and it's just like, if I was a woman, and he sort of talks about what it would be like if I was a woman, and how he wouldn't really like it. But then it ends with like, but at least I have a pair of tits.
Oh wow!
It's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, yeah, so definitely come and see them and come say hi for me repping the stage. Yay!
Yeah,
Indie in the Vegas has got to be a headliner worth seeing and watching.
Yeah, they usually headline the London Road one, don't they? So it'd be nice for them to play somewhere else, mix it up a little bit. Headline in the Boot on the Saturday night. Just crazy good India and the Vegas. They've just done a little like busking tour around America, I want to say.
Have they?
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe New Key.
Is it North or South?
Was it New York or New Key?
Meh. I got confused in my mind because I know that Indy went.
I think he was on holiday.
Yeah, I think Indy was on holiday.
Are you confused because it's India and the Vegas? You're thinking, oh, they've been to Vegas?
Maybe. No, he went on holiday and then they also did a busking tour and I just smushed them both together.
Indy's also playing on his own at some point, isn't he?
Yeah, on the High Street stage around about 4:15-ish on London Road. A mixture of like Prince and.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson.
I just seen also playing on the High Street stage is a band called the Sleep Deepers.
They contacted me a little while ago to try and get some gigs, and I checked them out. They were really good,
really, really good, really heavy. He sounds well 90s. He's got slash Nickelback.
I
don't think he would like that comparison, but he's got a really good voice, and they were a good band.
It's really good. Connor's playing on the London Road stage as well. He's good. I love Connor.
Yeah,
he's on after you guys, so there's no excuse for you not to stick around. Yeah. In fact, let's talk about us. Okay, so like I'm playing with Jordan Bradley, local keyboard legend Jordan Bradley, opening up on the High Street stage on the Saturday at about 1 o'clock, and then Steph, Owen, and Cara.
What can we expect from you guys?
We're going to be doing some pop songs and some '90s indie songs, and maybe a few originals.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. So what can we expect from Cara, Steph, and Owen?
I love the way you had to check that.
I didn't know which order it was in.
We went with the C first, like for alphabetical reasons. We appear sooner in the programme.
Do you think so? I thought G just named us.
No, it was all very thought out.
So why is Steph in the middle?
Because it doesn't matter.
That's the way we stand on stage.
Yeah, that's the way we stand on stage. Yeah. That's why I stand
all on top of each other. I don't know. Just
what I don't understand is why you started off like, right, we're going to go alphabetical, and then
the earliest letter was at the front, is what we mean by alphabetical.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, kind of three-part harmony, sort of country-ish, kind of. We've got some, like, 90s in there and stuff as well, though, right?
Yeah, but in a country-esque kind of vein, I guess.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Should be good.
Who else have we got? Jesus Hooligan, definitely probably worth a mention.
Yep.
Absolutely mental. Like, if you haven't seen them, definitely go and see them. I'm intrigued that they're on the High Street stage, but I suppose it's only kind of 5:30, so we can't get any complaints. But they do a lot of, like, drum banging and a lot of audience participation, and it's really good. My mum and dad went to see those, actually, at Bullstock, like, 2 years ago, and thought it was the best thing they've ever seen, so.
Oh, it's good to see the White Line Diaries playing as well.
Yeah, the Whitehall Street stage.
They seem to have a different drummer every time I see them.
Yeah, they have drummer issues, don't they? Yeah, no, their drummer left, and I don't think they've been able to like properly replace.
I think they just get a different one every week. It's like a competition. It's a bit like the X Factor.
I don't think that's what it is. But,
I watched the X Factor the other night.
Did you
like it?
I didn't like it. There's some really good singers on there.
Yeah.
What are they doing on the X Factor?
Do you know, a lot of them are hand-picked now.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like,
they,
a lot of them
check them out on YouTube and then basically get them
tell them to come to the show.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, a bit of controversy.
All the illusion is shattered. But yeah, I feel like we've done quite a lot of the Saturday.
Okay.
Should we move on to the Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do a little stop and discuss a plan?
Okay. Yeah, I brought you both a present.
This is that's lovely, but this is very different to what we just said we were going to do.
What did we say we were going to do?
We said we were going to talk about the Sunday of Bullstock.
I'm going to give you a present.
Okay.
Just to break it up.
Okay.
I brought this back from Cornwall, because I know you don't like fish.
Is it a fish?
Yeah.
Is it actually?
But it's a fish that you can eat.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, that's
it
cute.
Doesn't taste like a fish, does it?
Oh, my God, imagine if it was chocolate fish.
Amazing.
And Steph.
I'm well excited about this.
Got you this.
Oh, man!
What is it?
It's called Invalid Toffee.
Oh, crikey.
This present present so like, oh, I got you this because I thought you like it, and you got me special girls.
I also
chocolate.
Got you these.
Is it called invalid toffee something. Or is it called invalid?
Invalid. Made in a copper pan. Okay, oh, I'm excited to eat it. Thanks.
I got
man.
These. We spoke about them on the podcast.
Did we?
Highland toffees. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
You've
okay.
never had one.
I feel like it's going to pull my teeth out.
It will definitely pull your teeth out.
It does say softer eating on it.
Oh, right, so they've been new and improved.
Can I tell you about the last fish? I don't know if I said it.
The last fish you what?
Well, so I don't like fish, do I? This isn't to do with bull stock, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I don't know if I've just said this before, but, like, they did a product, and I was super interested in this product because David Beckham... like some company.
Oh, right, okay.
Like David Beckham endorsed this product, and it was people that don't like fish, and we're not getting enough omega-3 oil. So he endorsed these products that like contain this extra omega-3 for people that don't like fish so that they get their fish juices.
Yeah.
So I bought this like ham and cheese like pasty thing. I bought a shit ton of them. My freezer was full of David Beckham. Cooked up the first one, all excited, like wearing my boots and my England shirt
got,
and that.
Got my omega-3.
Yeah, ate it. Do you know what it tasted like?
Fish.
What the fuck?
Do you not just take like omega-3 tablets?
They make you sort of... little
see, I remember, like you like I've seen you with like massive tubs of stuff, like and like you like eat these funny things, you drink these shakes, and I've said to you like why do you have all these supplements? And you said it's just because your diet's so shit. Like yeah. You do all those things so you can eat whatever you like.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's probably good though. I just go the other way and just eat whatever I like and don't make up for it. So.
Yeah.
Could we link this to? Are there any food stores at Bull Stock?
Oh, yeah. There is on the Saturday.
Just on Saturday.
No, like, they've got the High Street Day. I think they are extending it to the Sunday this year, actually. But, like, the main thing, I think, is on the Saturday. So there'll be, like, yeah, all the, like, food stalls and there's, like, fairground games, face painting.
They used to have a bungee thing on a crane, didn't they?
Yeah, but did you see that video of the one that snapped the other day?
Oh, God.
So, mate, I don't think they're going to have that. They had one at Creamfields when
did
I went.
Did G do it naked, or have I imagined that? I'm sure
you
one...
imagine that. That's your special time.
I just noticed, I'm talking about getting my hair cut. I might go to Mick's Barbers on the Sunday
karaoke.
For all day karaoke yeah. and have my hair cut while I'm doing the karaoke.
Yeah?
No, absolutely no way.
It's like singing for your supper, but you get to sing for your haircut.
Yeah, I presume like if you do a song, then they give you a free haircut. Is that right?
No, that's definitely false advertising.
Cool.
So Sunday bands.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna go straight in there with Fire and Rain.
Okay.
Because they're good, aren't they? Oh, Gary, really good.
They run an amazing open mic as well on Tuesdays down the Cowper's Arms in Digswell.
Big time.
And a crazy, crazy talent there as well. So.
And you can tell that they enjoy what they do, which
yeah.
is always.
They
the
usually
best.
Run a stage actually, and they usually run I think the White Horse, White Hart stage. But they've got loads on this weekend, so they just get to relax and play, which yeah, really cool.
What time are they on? Did you say?
Around about just after 7. I think on the White Hart on Sunday.
Oh, you could probably do is watch them at the White Hart and then come to the Broken Drum for Steph Scott.
Yeah. Well, we kind of I'm gonna start, then we're gonna kind of amalgamate our sets, aren't we?
Big time, would have thought so.
And you could also catch the end of Smidge if you did that.
Oh yeah, go and see Smidge.
In fact, if you were to do the ultimate plan, you could go and watch Damn Near Drown, followed by Sniper, followed by Fire and Rain, followed by We Clash with Jordan, that's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to Smidge, actually, because he's moving to
like
Spain.
Forever?
Well, he's got a teaching job out there.
I can't imagine Smidge in Spain or the sun, necessarily.
I can't imagine him in the sun. I can imagine him teaching, but I can't
imagine,
imagine
him teaching.
I can't imagine him in the sun. He's so pale.
Yeah.
Well,
we
can't go out in the sun, you know.
You don't have the protection that I have.
You've got red skin. He's all round your tan. Johnny Pale over here. We can't go out.
I don't know. I think he might
crisp
up.
I can't imagine he would enjoy the sun very much.
No.
I don't think he's going to have much choice.
There's a lot of him to get burnt as well, because he's quite tall.
Is he taller than Rob Eaton?
Yeah. What? He's taller than you.
Can we measure Rob? Weren't we going to do this at Rhythms? Measure someone and then go around and measure
Should we measure
else?
Quite a few people, I think?
Okay. We'll measure Rob and then they can be on his scale of tallness.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to measure Smidge and Reese Kirkman as well.
Okay. Should we...
Height, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. Can we clarify that it's definitely going to be height?
Alex Bay, of course, is playing on the Sunday.
Yeah,
at the
After Dark High Street stage.
At 6 o'clock?
Yeah, that would be brilliant.
Is he with his band?
With
or?
His Blackbirds, I do believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's such a cool like backing name for a band.
Yeah.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Rat Pigeon.
Rat Pigeon?
Because, yeah. You know, Luke always comes down.
I sometimes
like,
call Louise Rat Pigeon.
Jesus Christ!
In an affectionate way, though.
Yeah, I'm not. She's a brave girl there. Why are you giving me the claw then? Yeah, no, and I saw Rat Pigeon before I realised that Luke was in Rat Pigeon, and they're just awesome, like really fun, really good. They're playing at the Engine just after 5 o'clock on the Sunday. So definitely
get Reece Kirkman, White Hart, 5 o'clock as well.
I just had to get that in before you forgot. Yeah, go and, we've talked about Reece a lot. Go and see him, he's awesome.
Written Ditten. Are they the only band from abroad that are playing?
So, yeah.
No.
From, who are the other
Where are they from?
They're Holland? From Holland.
There's a band from Spain as well.
Is there?
Is there?
Yeah. I heard it on the radio last night.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
I know that because there's like a sort of punky band called Broker, which contains a couple of weirdly, you know, remember that pub that we used to do over in St Albans, the Blacksmith Arms?
Yeah.
When so it must be 10 years since I last played there, but there used to be a couple of Spanish brothers that worked there, and they said at the time, "Oh, we're in this band called Broker," and they're still going now, and they're playing.
Oh,
and they're
nice.
Good mates.
That's amazing. Yeah. Something really weird happened to me last night. I was working in the pub, and a guy came in, like, older than me, and he's sort of like, "I know you from somewhere, don't I?" So I'm in a band. He said, "Oh," he said, "I'm the landlord at the Half Moon." He said, "Did you play there?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "I played there with Owen, my friend, a couple of times." That would have been 10 years ago.
The Half Moon.
Yeah.
In Putney.
No, in Hitchin. The one.
Oh.
You must remember playing there. You played there with Matt as well once.
The ale pub, though, yes. The road from the Brick Lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe my 4 of my first 10 gigs were there, but I haven't played there since.
Yeah, right, okay. He said, yeah, you and that guy Owen, he said, you've got a lovely wife, haven't you, Kev? I was like, yeah. He went, you're still with her, Lucy, right? And I was like, whoa. I haven't seen this guy for 10 years. I was like, yeah. And he went, right, because there was one night, because you and Owen played, he said there was a ginger girl in the crowd. He said, like, you played this song at her. He said, you made a real point about having red hair and stuff. He said, it was really funny, and everyone was, like, really laughing. I said, that sounds like the sort of thing we would have done. And he went, yeah. I said, I don't really remember. He said, right. He said, I spoke to her afterwards, presuming that she was friends with you. He said, but she wasn't. He said, but it was really funny. He said, then I didn't see her again for 5 years. He said, I bumped into her at like a beer festival. And she came over and said, do you remember that night with those two guys singing that song at me? And like, and then he said, I saw her again last year at the station. We had a little chat about it again. I just found it really weird that something we did that we can't remember has like affected his life for the last 10 years.
I don't know if it's affected it on a daily basis. Do we need to go to a casino with him?
Maybe.
It feels like he might be quite good at counting cards.
Yeah.
It's just really weird.
Is he an excellent driver?
He's an excellent driver.
Okay.
That was quite good.
So, these guys.
Phono.
For one night only.
I still, even though we had that conversation like 5 minutes ago, I still couldn't remember what that stood for.
Yeah, no, the Keebles. The Keebles Collective.
Can we just talk about... So, give us the lowdown of the names within your family.
So your name is
so
Kev.
So you're Kev.
Yeah.
You're married to...
Lucy.
With kids.
Tom and Daisy.
What is the lineup of... I've forgotten what it means again.
For one night only.
what's the name of those guys?
So, you've got Daisy, you've got Tom... I want to say there's a Kevin there as well.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously Selena is the mum, but okay. Like
that's weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird, yeah.
Because the first time, like, she sent me a message on Facebook or something, she said, "Oh, like, Kev,
Tom and Daisy,"
and I was like, "What? This is weird. Like, has Lucy changed her name? Like, it's so confusing." But it's like serendipity.
That's a good word.
Serendipity is a great word.
Serendipity, of course, was voted the greatest word in the English language.
Was it
3 years ago? Yeah.
You made that up, right?
No.
Oh, why do you know that?
Don't know.
Was that the same year that they took gullible out of the dictionary?
I hate you guys! For God's sake!
They did a poll, like it was.
Don't care.
They did a poll in the Comet about it was based on like local musicians, and it was like which one was the most gullible one. Steph Scott came out on top.
Oh, that flower flap.
I was really interested for your facts. That's all the people. Now, what about these guys? The harps
Shredding
and stuff.
Shredding the strings.
Well, should we talk about Sniper first? Because we're just before them.
Oh, okay. Talk about Sniper then.
Okay, so we're Sniper. Me, you, Owen, I'm pointing at. Steph, you're not in Sniper.
Good. You probably all just lie to me.
We haven't played for, I don't know. We had a little reunion of about 5 years ago, didn't we? But, like, yeah, apart from that, it's been, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Time.
Yeah, like, pop, punk. But what's funny about it is, like, we're on before Schrodinger's Strings, who are... I don't even know how to describe them.
classic rock on harps.
Yeah. This is a very good way to describe them.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a real like yin and yang sort of bit there, isn't it? So I'm looking forward to the weirdness.
That's what I love about Ballstock, though. Yeah. Like, there's so much going on, and it's, you know, even if something isn't necessarily your thing, you're a 2-minute walk away from like,
something that is your thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, if you're in somewhere, you'll discover something that you might not have.
Yeah.
They otherwise. Have all the metal in the town hall, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Only
do they have Aghast playing this year?
No, they don't. Aghast aren't playing for the first year, I think. Oh. I could have
they've
made
got the Bleach
up,
Boys, though.
Bleach Boys are quite popular, right?
Playing. Yeah, they're on the same time as us, so now I'm joking. They're really cool, wicked. I went to go see them at the Red a little while ago, Red Lion in Stevenage. And like,
Bleach Boys have been going since like the late 70s.
Yeah, yeah, and I really like them, and I'm a fan of like punk and stuff, but I just forget that like how emotive it is for people, and they get really into it. And you know what I'm like any type of confrontation, I just like
glasses
crying.
Go wonky.
So yeah, yeah, like they'll steam up, I don't know what I'm doing, like... And everyone's like screaming in my face because I was like quite near the front and like getting me involved. And I was like, I don't know this song, I don't know what to do. So I just kind of like boxed my way to the toilet and hid in there for a while. But they're really good, really, really good. Very good at what they do. But I think we're going to play a game in a bit, aren't we? Where the bands that we haven't mentioned.
Yeah.
Are we going to do that game again? Because it went so well last time.
It did go really well last time.
We didn't guess what any of the...
No, but it was funny. For
no, but the other thing as well, like, in this game, like, basically we look at a name of a band and then we sort of describe what we think they're going to be like. But then, like, when we did that and when we went to the festival, like, I got so mixed up between what we described the bands as and what they actually were like. Like, I didn't know what
did
was going on.
Did we end up seeing any of the bands that we talked about, or did we just end up getting really drunk?
Really drunk backstage.
Yeah. And, I think like, I just got really drunk.
Sitting near Paul Young, but not actually talking to Paul Young.
Because he turned around, you guys had cans of Red Stripe and had a bottle of wine.
Really, really sweaty.
Before we go into the game thing, Eddie is doing this flamenco thing.
Yeah.
Eddie/Rob LaRoche.
Yeah. We should have done like a listener's poll and people should have guessed what his name was.
We still could.
Yeah. Could we?
Oh, no.
Yeah, like it's something you don't see very often, especially from someone Eddie's age and like background flamenco.
How old is Eddie? He's a timeless creature, isn't he?
He is actually, yeah. I always forget, like...
I reckon he's probably...
He's my sister's age.
30.
He's Elaine's age, so he's 30.
Is he older or younger than G, do you think?
I think he's younger.
You think?
Oh, my God.
Is he not?
No.
He's two years older, but ironically, or not ironically, weirdly, they have the same birthday, but 2 years apart.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Special day for Mr. and Mrs. LaRoche, obviously,
yeah,
9 months blimey. Previously.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the day they do it.
Yeah. Weird, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Elaine, just so innocent and sweet.
She's not that innocent and sweet.
Yeah, she has G, so some illusions must have been shattered. Yeah, but no, it's really interesting just to see somebody, like, he's so good at flamenco as well, and he's just so modest and lovely. And if you see Eddie, give him a hug. Let's make that a thing. I bet he'd really like that.
Although...
He won't like it if I give him a hug.
Although I don't know if this is something that I can start here, but, like, he... He has a...
He's going to
be some sort of cult.
Well, I'm potentially going to start a petition against him because he's got a pet spider, hasn't he?
A tarantula.
He's got a tarantula, yeah. In fact, they may have two, him and Kayla. And
he's
I just
bring them to the festival.
If he's bringing them, I'll bring my guinea pigs.
Is there a way that... Like, I don't want it killed. I just wonder, is there a way that it could... You know where, like, he could still own it, but it could be adopted by someone in a faraway
like
country.
Like, put it into a zoo or something?
Yeah.
Like when you adopt a meerkat.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's basically going to petition to make his pet get taken away from him, basically.
Yeah. Aww,
like a dangerous dog.
Yeah, maybe I'd be up for it if Bulldog can come together, buy him a massive house just outside of Bulldog so I don't have to share a town with two tarantulas.
Yeah, but look, it's...
Probably easier to get a hitman just to kill two tarantulas.
Yeah. I also just want to go back to the thought of
you need a hitman.
Bringing your guinea pigs to the festival. I just had the weirdest image of you with, like, the guinea pigs on two leads walking really flamboyantly, like, through the town centre, strutting your way down with, come on, boys!
Bulldog, here I am!
Yeah, and then just on their little feet, like, running around.
Who's ready to party?
You should definitely do that. Oh, wow. I think they'd like it.
You can get leads for them, like Daisy wants to get them.
I wanted to get a lead for Thomas.
Yeah, we took our cat to the park when he was little, but they do this really weird thing. Like, they're on the lead, but it's like a harness.
Yeah.
But, like, when they're out in that like, open
that
space, they sort of go down like that.
I
do an army crawl. It's really creepy.
Okay, I want to get it.
No, it's creepy. It's a bit like
the Grudge.
When
yeah.
What was it?
I think my guineas will do the same.
When I got home last night, Will was like, did you see my Snapchat? And I was like, no. So I looked at his story, and basically he'd been like reading a comic book, and Thomas had like, whenever you read a book, Thomas tries to like get on your chest and just get in the way in general. And apparently he'd slipped down. So what happened was, Will then took a Snapchat where Thomas was doing that thing where like the cat has one arm up and he's leaning back, and he had like one paw on there going back as if he was reading it. It was good.
You've just prompted me to remember something non-Ballstock related. Speaking of comics, I was camping the other weekend. I was down in Bournemouth, and we went to Bournemouth to go to the beach. And like in the car park that we stopped at, it was at the Bournemouth like Convention Centre. Comic Con was on.
No,
I
went
know.
In there, met Freddy Krueger.
What?
Yeah,
from England.
Yeah, big time. Fuck. Met him, shook his hand. He gave us like had a chat with us and stuff. Telling us all that. It was the day that Wes Craven died as
Jesus
well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. Obviously, he didn't know, otherwise he might have like, had a bit of a sadder conversation with us.
But, did you meet anyone else? Who else was there?
Like, all the Star Wars people. Not...
See, that's the same thing that I think we spoke about on a previous podcast, where I was in Milton Keynes once, and there was one of them on. And there was, like, Lord of the Rings.
I'm so jealous.
So Darth Vader was there, but he wasn't at his thing.
The West Country one. That one.
I don't know what his name was.
Sprouse?
No, Prowse? Yeah, exactly that guy, yeah.
I've got a story about him.
Oh, my God.
Right, you know, he filmed, like, he was Darth Vader in the suit the whole time, and then the bit where they took the head off, like, and, like it's a different actor that they put in there for that bit.
Really?
And they didn't tell him, so he was at the cinema watching it. Here's my bit coming up now, and, like, the head came off and he wasn't there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah. Ooh, here we go. They didn't want that.
Ended up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. Who else was there?
There was a bunch of the people from Game of Thrones. There was loads of wrestlers there.
Really?
Yeah, weirdly. Ian Wright was there, weirdly.
Ian Wright?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say what Steph said about him?
No, a lot of the...
Can
no,
he playing the racist.
He needs to pipe down to stop playing the racist cards so readily.
Yeah. Tell I didn't go. Might not be able to contain myself.
Yeah, there was some Star Trek. I don't watch Star Trek, but there was a bunch of those guys.
Was it one of those ones where you could pay, like, £10 to go get an autograph, that kind of thing?
Ooh, yeah.
And they have a picture of, like, someone that's, like, got, like, mutated face, and then they're just sitting there, but they're not really all that famous.
Yeah, and there was no one really at their tables.
No.
No. Yeah, and there was just, like, loads of stalls and things like that. Like, there was lots of people walking around in costumes, which was...
Oh, did you see any amazing cosplay people?
Yeah. There was people, because there was that new... It's coming out next year, the new comic book thing with that Ryan Reynolds, I think, is in it. What's it called? Not Deadshot or something like that?
Oh, okay, Deadpool.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. So
we just fell out a little bit.
Yeah, well, there was loads, because that seems to be a popular thing, so there was loads of people dressed like him with massive... fuck off swords.
Yeah, big like samurai swords.
Like just people knocking about with swords. Like if they'd have like, got together beforehand and decided right shit's gonna kick off, there would have been about 50 people in there with swords. Like
really?
What's everyone gonna do?
They've been like Deadpool that people have been waiting for it for about 10 years.
Is it called Deadpool?
Deadpool. Oh. He is, you know, have you seen the X-Men films?
Some of them.
Have you seen Wolverine films?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd probably be the only way you know about Deadpool. Basically, he's like one of the best characters in like the universe because he
I love it when Steph starts talking about stuff like that. He's like one of the best characters in the universe.
No, like in the Marvel universe.
Oh, right.
For God's sake. Basically, like, he does the whole thing of, like, breaking the fourth wall, and he talks to, like, the readers and the audience, and he swears a lot, and he's like, the bad guy that's the good guy, and he's really offensive, and there's, like, some really awesome games that people play, and the Fox won't make it because it's not like a Disney family friendly thing that they could do. Ryan Reynolds played him in like one of the Wolverine films, and people have just been petitioning like non-stop ever since, and now they've finally allowed it to happen. So
yeah, I saw the trailer, it looks good.
Yeah, he is, he's really awesome, and Ryan Reynolds is so perfect for it.
Yeah,
he's just perfect.
Is he the best one in the universe?
All universes. So that's Ballstock.
Yeah.
So Work in Progress, I want to mention them before we
start. Yeah, Mark.
I don't know when they're playing, but I'm definitely going to go and watch
them. Friday night, I think, actually. We haven't done anything about the Friday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was on the Friday. That's when I'm playing as well.
Yeah.
Too late.
Here we go.
Oh, I totally didn't even see that.
Oh, Winchester Collective as well.
Oh, yeah, they're doing the DJ thing, aren't they?
Yeah, that's cool.
That'd be good.
Sharps Hooter.
Dan Bond's playing on Friday.
Yeah, he's headlining the Broken Drum on the Friday.
Mr. Ian Johnson.
Is he even playing?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's in that section.
There he is.
And I saw someone else that I thought we should mention.
Michael King is playing as well.
Yeah, Michael King.
But basically by a programme.
Yeah, it'll tell you a lot more than we
do. I was going to say, did you want to mention these guys?
Oh, yeah. I forgot because I'm not here. So I'm going to see a band elsewhere on Friday, but they're like my favourite band ever and they never ever tour.
Who are they called?
Brand New.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Shed 7.
And so, yeah, unfortunately, I can't be on the Friday night, but the Motown band that I'm part of, we usually headline the Saturday night, but for reasons one or another, we're not all here. So they're going to do an acoustic rock set on the Friday night with just three of them. It's just Will, Tom and Si. So they're opening the Orange Tree stage at around 8 o'clock-ish, so definitely go out and check them.
I think Jigsaw is G's dad's band, or one of G's dad's bands.
Yeah, also Rockstock and Basil.
Are they rocking out as well at some
they're
point?
They're playing, yeah, as well. Yeah, well, maybe.
Good fun. Then I think they were on the first ever one as well, weren't they? Rockstock and Basil. So go and see them 10 years down the line.
Definitely.
Do we say Winchester Collective as well?
Yeah,
we like those boys. DJs playing all your favourite indie.
And yeah, I think maybe they're most of the people that we know, aren't they? So maybe we should just talk about...
Now we should do that game.
Do that game, okay.
Definitely writing those down.
It's game time.
Game.
Oh,
game.
No, he's got a thing for that.
Did. Okay, right, here's the game. We're going to read out some names of bands and then we've got to describe what we think they're like, despite not knowing anything about them.
Okay, who's going to start?
Should we throw them at each other?
Yeah, don't make me go first.
Okay, Owen.
Oh.
Fat Mate.
Yeah.
I reckon it's a Jonas Brothers tribute band.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. That's all I've got to say about it. I think they're from Eastbourne, and yeah, they just love the Jonas Brothers. So 4 years ago, they decided to form a tribute band, and they're sort of currently travelling the world, mostly Butlins, but they're coming to Ballstock for one night only.
Isn't it?
That's what I think about that. What are they?
Oh, let's not find out
what they are.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
That's the... Oh, no, this is going to be the terrifying moment.
Yeah, what if they're not in there?
Oh, yeah, some don't have blurbs. They're a trio from Leicester that play loud, funky rock grooves to make your toes tap.
A bit like the Jonas Brothers.
For fans of Queen of the Stone Age, Pearl Jam and Royal Blood.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Kev, who are Scrug?
Scrug? They've got to be... I'm going to take this, like, genuinely seriously now. Okay. They've got to be... like a reggae... type band, I reckon.
Okay.
It's all dreadlocks and bouncy guitars. That's all it is.
They're down-tuned, groove-filled sludge metal from North Arts. Scrug is the culmination of five deranged lunatics clawing at their disgusting and worrisome nightmares that will appeal to all your primitive urges. Mm. Not too far off, right?
No.
My primitive urges are dreadlocks, so...
Okay, Steph, this one you wanted to do.
Did you just go to call Steph Daisy?
I did, yeah. That's weird.
Am I like your surrogate child?
I think so.
That's cool.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Okay, it's Michael King's alter ego band.
Who are the boys? Pete Woodruff and...
and Jason King. And can I go as far to say that Mikey dresses up as Michael Jackson.
Sweet.
And dresses... Pete and Jason up as Bubbles, so he's got two little monkeys.
Oh, wow.
And they sing angry folk rock, is what they sing.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm in. What time are they playing?
Okay.
Are you going to tell us what they are?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
She's just read that one out.
Oh, no. I can't even find them. Maybe I made them up.
I think they're under the D section.
Yeah, but it's like they do it, it's different days. So, if Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly are the Cain and Abel of rock and roll, Bob Dylan is Zachariah, Iggy Pop is Methuselah, and of course Neil Young is the wise prophet Ezekiel. Oh my God, I can't believe I got all those names right. And that would make Dirty Mike and the Boys the four horsemen of the rock apocalypse, guaranteed to bring all the boys to the yard with their own unique flavour of milkshake. Dirty Mike and the Boys are one of those odds-on favourites by our pundits who guarantee they will always finish first.
That feels like more than 45 words.
Yeah, there is a... I'm not going to name it, but there is a certain band in here who have got a much bigger blurb than everybody else.
That's definitely more than 45 words.
Much more, which, like, fair enough.
I'm glad you named it, but if anyone would like to check it out in the programme, it's
no,
on
there's
page.
A couple. There are a couple. But, like, you know me, if there's a rule, you should stick to it. And
I've just seen a band on this page, Metallica. Is that a Metallica tribute band?
Yeah.
Are
I
they,
should
what,
hope
when
so.
Are they playing? I'm going to go and watch that.
10:45 to 11:30 at the Town Hall on Saturday.
I'm in.
All right, wicked.
If only they were called Metallicock.
No, I don't think so.
What's the best name for a tribute band that you've ever come across?
Metallicock.
Metallicock. I don't think there is one, though, is it?
Shania just... Twin was one of my favourites.
Shania Twin. Good. What's your favourite?
I don't have one, I was just asking you guys. I know a guy that does a Robbie Williams one called Robin Williams.
Okay. There was. I tried to get Reese to change Non Jovi to Bon Jovial.
Bon Jovial.
That would be quite good.
Sounds more like they'd be doing like stand-up comedy about Bon Jovi.
That'd be an amazing act.
Oh yeah, he's in the Rolling Clone.
Yeah, Aaron does the Rolling Clone.
If there was going to be a tribute band of you, a tribute act, what would it be called?
What, as in, what, a Kev Mayer tribute act?
Yeah, Red Mayer.
Kev May Not. Oh, that's good.
Red Mayer, Kev May Not.
Kev May Not.
Kev May Not. Oh, I like that, that's good.
What about Steph Scott?
I don't know, my name's
Steph Not.
Steph Not.
Steph Not. Oh, okay, that's it.
Owen Stephen.
Stephen Owen. Just Owen Stevens, just to confuse people.
okay, Owen, okay. Freak brain accident.
Okay, I'm going to go serious.
Barn
on this
accident.
One.
Oh, shit. Barn accident.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be some kind of like toe tapping, like frog stomping country.
They're going to be like line dancing.
Yeah, that's what I'm envisioning.
Okay.
Envisaging. Probably just because they've put the word barn in.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, they don't have a blurb. They don't have a blurb.
That could be the
sound
one.
Sound the alarm.
That means you've won. Sound the alarm, Owen.
Put an alarm sound in there.
Oh,
where's
where
that? Oh, my God. All
here
this time.
For fuck's sake. Oh, no.
He broke the alarm all this time.
It.
No, it's too late. It's too late.
There aren't many working parts in that, are there, so...
Oh, just put a fake alarm sound in there.
Unbelievable. Is there a bit missing?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay, so whose turn is it?
I think it's my turn.
So you heeded for... Oh, yeah, so no, you have to ask me, I think.
No one's asked me.
Yeah, you did Scrog.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, Steph, skull fucked.
No, why do you give me those kind of ones?
Okay, dark asphyxia.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
All right.
They're on the same stage.
Phaser male.
Phaser whale. I imagine they're going... It's going to be somebody actually dressed up as a whale. So they've paper mache'd a whole costume and they get rolled onto stage and they have, you know, like... Have you ever seen... what is... It's broken. It's broken.
It's really broken.
You know when they make, like... They make, like, fake water with that crinkly paper? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
What,
like the shiny paper.
Oh, yeah. I kind of know what you're
saying. So that's the background.
Okay.
And then what they do is they flop it from one side to another while doing a laser show.
Well, do they flop from one side to another?
The big paper mache whale.
Oh, okay.
And there's no actual music. The sound is given from the audience's hushed tones.
Okay.
Done.
Done.
The finest
you're
hour.
You're not going to tell us what they actually are.
Oh, yeah. I can't do everything. I'm guessing they're on the... wait, where are they? Phaser whale, maybe on the Friday? LMNOP. I can't find them. Maybe I made them up. Phaser whale are a full-piece alternative rock outfit from Hertford, currently writing, recording and performing original songs in the Hertfordshire area. Their musical style is manifested by distorted guitars and hard-hitting rhythms combined with a giant papier-mâché whale. Combined with melodic chords and memorable hooks.
Okay.
Kev, Dr. Nasty. The big bad wolf.
Dr. Nasty. Right, do you remember Doctor and the Medics?
No.
Oh, man, they were massive. They did that. Going on up to the spirit in the sky.
Yeah.
Was that not Norman Greenbaum?
No, it was Doctor and the Medics. It was, like, number one, like, all over the world. Basically, it's him anyway.
Gates and the Kumar's caravan.
It's the Doctor from that, but, like, rather than doing that song, like, he's done a bit of a worse version where...
Worse?
Yeah, just because it's Dr. Nasty, so now it's all about going to hell instead of the spirit in the sky.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to give one to Owen.
Owen? Substitutes.
It's a band full of teachers who...
so I would have gone with, like, footballers.
Nah, substitute teachers. Yeah. And they don't play music, they just educate. We should go.
Is there geography? I'm in. Who have we got left? Okay, you can have Skullfucked.
Skullfucked, fuck's sake. I think
a contemporary classical.
I was going to say, I think it's an ironic name. I think it's going to be two very you know those guys that wear those rings. What are those rings called?
Signet rings.
Yeah, the ones that mean you can't have sex till you're married.
Oh, promise ring.
Yeah, they're going to have
Norman Greenbaum.
I don't know what that means.
It means that Doctor and the Medics didn't do Spirit in the Sky.
They did.
Okay, we'll carry on with your description.
Anyway, it's like they're a bit sort of Jonas Brothers esque. Skullfucked. You know,
what is it with us and the Jonas?
The Jonas Brothers come back again.
I don't know. I don't even think I know one of their songs.
Lest you get jealous.
Do you want to hear? Oh my God! I've just looked at. Oh, they did do Spirit in the Sky. But can you just please look at both of them?
Yeah.
They look like the people that did. I told the witch doctor they look like them. Was that Aqua?
I think they did
it. Okay, yeah. In the beginning of time, when swag was invented, where atoms collided for sexy times to make little atom babies, a shitty little planet was born from your anus, and even a crappier place ejaculated from the Earth.
I don't think it's ironic.
This jizz pile was known as England. Operating in government was a secret society working alongside a triangle location. This place was, and still is, Bose. Look, Mum, it's an Illuminati society dedicated to BDSM conspiracies. I want to smoke some of that shit, Mum, for fans of Charity and Skepta.
What kind of a programme are we? Are we like the BBC where we like everything, or do we have opinions about stuff?
We can have opinions.
We can have opinions.
Have your opinion, Owen.
I'm not going to go and watch those guys.
And curtain. Okay, what we've got left are, after that bombshell, Shadow play.
Oh, they're going to be like a theatre group, like shadow puppets doing that thing.
Oh, they're going to be
Did you ever
humans?
Come to any of October Games nights?
Will be humans?
When we used to do Fuzzy Face.
No.
Yeah.
We had, because we used to do like this multi-arts night, and we used to have like, sometimes it'd be poetry. People used to come. And it was really good, actually. But we had a couple of theatre things, and one of them was a fucking mental, like, shadowy, like the grown-ups. Like doing it, shadowy really? Puppetry things.
Were they the actual puppets or were they the people puppets?
They were kind of people. There was all kinds of weirdness went on. Like it, weird stuff makes me a bit uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yeah,
made me a bit uncomfortable.
Did it?
A little bit. Liked it. I respected it and appreciated it, but it made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
I'd like it if that's actually what they were. Should we find out what they are? Shadow play. Want to dance? Want an oh, I love this song moment? Then this is the band for you. Electric bass indie rock feat. 5-piece shadow play will be playing anthems for all your favourite bands. A powerful and entertaining set is guaranteed.
That sounds good. Nice little covers band there.
Yeah, I'll go and watch them.
Dark Asphyxia?
No thanks.
Oh, wow. That's not really something I could help you with, though. That's just something you do in your cupboard alone, right? And the finest... Oh, should we find out what they actually are? Because all I'm thinking is a Sphinxy wank, so I'm just going to have to find out.
Say what you're seeing.
Yeah.
While Steph's looking that up, Owen, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
That I was going to say for the normal podcast.
I don't like where it's just come from.
But do you know how the internet works?
Reese Kirkman.
We could phone Reese.
Well.
They're a four-piece death metal band from Hertfordshire, influenced by bands such as Amonamath and Carcass.
Okay. One for the parents.
Yeah, I think so.
My mum and dad are coming out.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Oh. I like hanging out with the Stevens.
Yeah. Sure there's probably going to be some other favourite people. Maybe people should like look out for fellow other listeners and that, shouldn't they? Maybe we should say who we think
there should
is going to
be like
be
a
there.
Meeting group.
Yeah, maybe there can be like a secret handshake. And like when
should we
people...
show them it now and then they can...
You can't show it.
I know that was the joke.
All right,
we could
talk about it.
Okay.
What's the secret greeting? It's a bit like James Bond.
Oh, okay.
What's his one? He's like, do you have a match?
Is that his secret greeting? What if he just needs to smoke?
Or start a fire.
I don't think he smokes, does he? He needs to be in tip-top health.
Is that why I'm not going to be the new James Bond?
David Beckham is.
Did you see that thing of the
Tom Hardy wants to be the new James Bond?
I saw a thing. Yeah, that David Beckham is considering.
It's
the role.
A load of bollocks.
That's one of those things that I predicted it in the podcast and it came true.
It's just fucking
a bit like teleportation.
Yeah, if that happens.
Yeah, Reese.
Yeah.
Wait till I get my camouflage on.
I don't know how the internet works, but I think it's to do with
servers.
Binary.
Like, what I want
to
know.
It's to do with fibre optics. Right,
the thing that's always bothered me is, like, a computer stores a bit of stuff, yeah, but then there's all that other stuff, that the websites you go to and stuff. Where are they? They're not in a cloud.
They're on, like, mainframe servers, aren't
so,
they?
So, yeah. Like, this is the bit I want to know, right? Is there a room somewhere in, I don't know, I'm going to say Wichita, somewhere like that. Is that a place? Yeah.
Do you mean
right.
Wichita.
Is that in America?
Oh, no, Wichita. Okay.
Yeah, right. So is there like a place there where you've got these massive like aircraft hangars with these massive servers and that's where the internet is?
There's many. You don't just have one room with all of them in.
Is it, there are loads of rooms like that?
I think so.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
So why don't people blow it up?
Because that's...
Why would they do that? The internet is so useful.
And it's backed up in many, many other places. So, like, if you blew one up there, that's not it. Like,
two would grow in its place.
Yeah.
Have you seen that episode? Do you ever watch The IT Crowd?
No.
Oh, there's this amazing one where... So there's two sort of computer geeks and they have this manager that knows nothing about computers and they play this trick on her one day. That they bring down this box and they're like, be careful with that, though. That's the internet. And she's really looking after this box. All day. It's really funny.
Okay.
Is that to do with Ball Start? We've just hit the hour mark, so I hope that your good friends at Audio Boom are being true.
Got an extra
about
15
this,
minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's rabbit on about some more stuff.
I just realised, though, that like he does the gratitude thing in it, and we were joking about, I missed a Ball Start meeting, and we were giving everyone their names, like, gee,
you
were
General Relief.
And I was General Relief, and it's now actually in the programme.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
That is not what I offer, FYI. But I thought we were going to do the secret greeting for people.
Okay. Yeah. I think the secret phrase should just be
I fix you.
Goat.
Goat.
Oh my god, I can't believe that caught on.
Oh no.
That was so good. We should definitely give a shout out to Graham Letford.
And Jamie.
And Jamie Collins.
For confusing the absolute shit out of them last night.
Yeah, so basically, we are on Facebook. I mean, people wouldn't know because they never actually contact us, but
Breakfast
we
Bad.
Yeah, as a collective and we all have access to it. So when we post, obviously it just says that someone from Breakfast Bad is posting, so it can get very confusing about which one of us is writing.
See, there was a point where I thought that you were just really bored and you were having a conversation with yourself.
No.
It was the three of us.
No. I didn't know you were on it at all.
I came on right at the end and, like, was sick.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, like, Letford and Jamie, and also my friend Adam Sparkle definitely deserves a shout-out because he listens to it all up to date and he references it as well. And, yeah, we had a wonderful chat with them, so you can see that on our Facebook page.
One of my favourite things that happens is, like, that happened the other day where, like you said, like, someone just messaged you and it just said goat, or had the goat at the end. But, like, there was someone a few weeks ago on Facebook where Jamie had just written on there, clacker, oh my God.
Yeah.
I like it when bits like that just appear, like, oh, they just listened.
That's what I like. Like, you do just get those random texts and you think, oh, wow, people actually listen to this rubbish.
Yeah.
Also, while we're on the subject of promotion, like, we should probably do something like this. So, this is going out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
For Ballstock. So, on Friday, which would technically be tomorrow after this has gone out, Owen and myself will be going on BBC Three Counties Radio from about 12:30 to talk about Ballstock and also, I think, play a song. We may be joined by G. LaRoche, depending on if he's got staging up or not. But yeah, Nick Coffer's show, who actually took us on as Breakfast Bad.
Yeah.
So have a listen out for that.
How am I not coming on that?
Because I'm only supposed to be going on for... We were supposed to take Cara with us, but she's busy doing all the things. And Ballstock has an Instagram, which you should all definitely follow.
Is G in charge of that, though?
No, I'm in charge of that. We've had this conversation, so there will be no photos of balls. Which is Ballstock, but with an O, like a zero instead of an O. And you can tag us in photos and hashtag Ballstock15. And we'll
Sorry, say that again. Ballstock with an O?
Yeah, like with a zero, not an O, because Ballstock with an O is already taken. But, like, nothing to do with Ballstock. I think it's actually a page of balls.
Oh, like Ballstock.
Or maybe it's, like, balls Saggy. For clocks.
Balls what? Clock.
Balls tuck.
Okay. We learned what that word was.
What
Nick,
word?
Nick taught you that thing that you do where you split up a word and make it into a different pun.
Oh, yeah.
And you promised you'd remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember. There's a word where...
Meta-wordy.
Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
No, what, where you take, like, where you say...
So where you have a word, and depending on where you split it, it can change the meaning
of it. So, like, window or Win. Dope.
Oh, right, no, I don't know what that means.
No, yeah, I
didn't. That's the weirdest example ever.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, Instagram, Facebook, we have Twitter. So yeah. follow all the Ballstock things. And the website is probably the best place to go. You can find information about all the bands, what they actually do, not just what we pretend they do.
And if you are speaking to someone and you think that maybe they're a fellow like listener, just like drop in the word goat.
Goat.
Yeah, yeah. Goat.
Goat is a code word.
We're going to go with that.
Or clacker.
Not clacker. Do you know, we were talking about clackers at down jam practice.
Because, were you?
You know those things, the wooden things that you...
Yeah.
They're called clackers. And like John was like, I can't remember what he called them. John Barnacle called it something ridiculous, like wooden making noise thing. And...
is his name John Barnacle?
John Barnacle. Barney Army. And Mark Trudgett went, you mean a clacker? And I went, wah, 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 wah. And then I realised it was an actual thing. Can't believe I did that laugh live on air. Everyone's going to hear it and realise how obnoxious I am.
Oh, cool.
So I guess that's us until October.
Yeah. If the we October get our game. To get our asses together, we might get
a best
of out.
Don't want to get my ass together with that thing, with anyone's ass.
We might get best of out at some point, but if not, we'll see you in October.
I would have thought so.
With Rick Witter.
Yeah.
Rick Witter. Rick Witter. Rick Witter.
Rick Witter.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.